Welcome to www.tornadoroofing.com. There's one sure thing about living in Florida. You can expect a significant amount of rain and wind each year. All of the treacherous weather does a number on roofs across the state. As every homeowner knows, a damaged roof is ill-equipped to protect your home from the elements. Here are 5 things to do when you find yourself pulling out your smartphone to search for the best roofing companies near me. Number 1. Go local whenever possible when searching for roofing companies near me. Experts suggest that you look for a top-notch local roofing company whenever possible. Installing a new roof on your home is a costly project, and it's smart to stick to roofing businesses that operate close to your home. Not only does local business care about providing high-quality service that will have you singing its praises to your friends and neighbors, but they're also more likely to provide timely repairs covered by a warranty. Number 2. Check for proper licensing of the roofing contractor. Did you know that contractors who do any roofing work on a residence or business in Florida must have the appropriate license? The state of Florida oversees licensing. Any potential roofing contractor must meet rigorous education and experience standards along with passing a state-administered exam. Protect yourself by always asking to see proof that a roofing company has a license to work in Florida. The Better Business Bureau also recommends that you request proof that a roofing company also 1) pays workers' compensation, 2) holds liability insurance, and 3) has written warranties from any roofing supply manufacturers used by the roofer. Number 3. Tap into your social networks. Your social networks offer a vast amount of information regarding the roofing companies in your community. Your friends and family likely have experience with roofers in your area, and their opinions are valuable. Don't forget to ask coworkers for recommendations. It's also a smart idea to read online customer reviews for any company that you're thinking about hiring for your roofing job. Take the time to read online reviews on sites such as Yelp and Angie's List to see if there are any repeated complaints as well as praise for a specific business. Number 4. Obtain multiple bids. It's never fun when you need to search for roofing companies near me on your smartphone. However, your home is too valuable to hire a shady roofer to work on your roof. Even if you're happy with the first roofing contractor that you interview, we suggest that you obtain at least 3 bids from local companies. Here are some of the essential questions to ask each roofing company. Number 5. Call references for roofing companies. A top-quality roofing contractor is happy to provide you with recommendations. Always request a list of references and make sure that you contact each person on the list. Don't shy away from asking the references in-depth questions about their experience working with the roofing contractor. Remember that you're gathering information so that you can make the best possible choice in a roofing company. Lastly, when you search for the best roofing companies near me, it's vital that you take the time to do your homework. Insist on evidence that any company that you're considering is a highly regarded business, and that has extensive experience repairing and replacing roofs in your community. Tips for how to hire a qualified roofer. Replacing a roof is not a task homeowners can or will do themselves. It really is just too difficult. The best way to replace a roof is to have a Tornado Roofing professional roofer take care of the job. Here are 3 things to keep in mind for finding a qualified roofer. Plan ahead. It's never good for owners to look for a roofer when they're desperate to get the job done. This will lead to hasty decisions. Instead, owners should be proactive and make a decision to replace a roof long before the situation gets worse and more interior damage occurs. Choose best roofing contractor near South Florida if you need quality roofing services done. Get referrals. Owners should obtain referrals from friends who are satisfied with the work done on their homes. They should also do an occasional drive-by of a home where the roof maintenance roofer is currently working to get a feel for how thorough a job they're likely to do. Don't miss to take a look at quick roof tips. Get 3 written estimates. Owners should have 3 roof replacement roofers come out to measure the roof, inspect the work to be done, and provide an estimate of cost for labor and materials. The owner should compare those numbers and then make a decision that works best for them. Select a local licensed and insured roofing contractor. These are all guarantees that the roof repair roofer has been certified to do the job you're about to hire them to do. Homeowners should hire expert roofers to work on their homes, because even the small damages may be much more serious than what initially appears. Choose only top roofing companies. A good roof is an essential part of any business or residential building. It not only needs to look good, but it also needs to keep the building safe, especially what is on the inside of the building. Here are some things to consider when choosing a roofing contractor. One of the first things to look into is the company's name and address. Since the advent of the internet, everyone gets their information online. When looking at roofing contractors, make sure they have an actual physical address. It also makes it much harder to locate the contractor should a problem arise. Another important item to look into is how long the roofing contractor has been in the business. The longer a roofing contractor has been in business, the more stable the company. Roofing contractors in business for fewer than 5 years may be unstable and still learning how to do things the right way by making mistakes. A roofing company that has been around for a while tends to have a good reputation for doing the job and getting it done right. A professional roofing contractor will have all the necessary insurance to protect the contractor and all employees. This includes liability insurance and workers' compensation. To verify their insurance, ask for a certificate of insurance and then call up the insurance company to guarantee the roofing contractor is current and has not lapsed on their insurance. Workers' compensation is especially important because without it, if a worker gets injured on the job, the building owner can be held liable. This means paying for all medical bills and compensating for out-of-work paycheck losses. Aside from insurance, a good roofing contractor needs to have a license to do the job. Most states declare it illegal to hire a contractor without a license. If a building owner hires an unlicensed contractor and they do a shoddy job that causes damage to the interior and/or exterior of the building, the owner will most likely not be able to recoup any costs. Never choose a roofing contractor without first getting references and referrals. Always ask for photographs of completed work that is similar to what is being requested. Ask for a list of at least 6 of the most recent customers. While individuals do not have to call all of them, it provides an opportunity to pick randomly. Ask them questions such as if they were satisfied with the final job, if the contractor cleaned up afterwards, and if the contractor did everything listed in the estimate. Finally, always ask if they would rehire that roofing contractor again. One last thing to look at before choosing a roofing contractor is their record of solving any customer complaints. The Better Business Bureau offers insight of the number of complaints and how they were solved. It is always better to locate a roofing contractor that is a member of the BBB. Individuals can also call the State Licensing Board to see if there have been complaints against the license and/or if it has been suspended in the past. How to choose roofing contractors? Are you looking for good roofing contractors? Given are some ways and how you can get skilled and experienced roofing contractors. Type of roofing. You should first decide the type of roofing you want. For instance, you can choose between asphalt and wooden shingles. Both these varieties are immensely popular among the homeowners. However, your decision will also depend on your budget and style of your home. Roofing contractor. You should contact several roofing contractors before arriving at a decision. Ask your builder or friends for recommendations on roofing contractors. You can also contact the local builders association if you are having difficulty in finding roofing contractors. This association can suggest someone who has been in this field for many years. Quotes for the project. You should ask the contractors to provide quotes for the project. Provide access to your property and ask them to inspect the condition of your roofing. Ensure that all the contractors are bidding for the same roofing type. For instance, all the contractors should bid for asphalt shingles. Add-on costs. Ensure that the firm also includes additional costs in their bid. Some of the add-on costs that can be added are as follows. Removal of old roofing and shingles. Applying roofing felt. trimming down nearby branches. Ask the firms to state the additional costs in advance. Keep in mind that it is not necessary to remove the existing roofing for installing a new one. Experience. Find out if the firm has experience in the roofing you are planning to install. Avoid choosing a firm which does not have the required experience. For example, if you are installing wooden roofing, then you will require the services of a contractor who is experienced in this particular field. Past performance and customer service. Find out how long the contractor has been in business. Though a contractor in business for a year or two might do excellent work, it would be better to select a contractor who has been in business for at least 5 years. Often the longer a contractor has been in business, the more experience they have, which often means more choices and better workmanship for your roof. Ask to see pictures of the contractor's work and for references from past customers. Get this information on the contractor's website or by calling previous customers and asking what they thought. Many of the best contractors have had to handle complaints. Complaints are not necessarily bad, but the way a contractor has handled them can be. Ask the contractor how they have dealt with complaints in the past or call the Better Business Bureau to find out. In addition to the above advice, another worthwhile tip for selecting a roofing contractor is to have three contractors you are considering submit three bids in writing. Having three bids in writing is useful to compare prices and products the contractors will use to complete the project. If one bid is significantly higher or lower than the others, this could be a red flag. Again, roofing directory sites can help streamline the process here, by putting you in contact with three roofing companies by filling out just one estimate request form. Please visit our site to www.tornadoroofing.com for more information on roofing contractor Southwest Florida.